This is Akashvani, the news led by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India is poised to script a defining chapter in its space journey as the International Space Mission carrying an Indian astronaut has been scheduled for next month. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy Dr. Jitendra Singh announced this after a high-level meeting held to review major future plans of Indian Space Research Organization ISRO in the coming months. Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force will be part of the upcoming Axiom Space Mission, AX-4. Dr. Singh said the mission will mark the visit of first Indian ever to visit the International Space Station and the first Indian astronaut to travel to space in over four decades after Rakesh Sharma's iconic 1984 flight aboard the Soviet Soyuz spacecraft, a report.
Highlighting the significance of the upcoming human space flight and a series of critical ISRO missions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said India is ready for its next space milestone. He noted that the collaboration with the international partners and the strategic momentum of projects like Gaganyaan reflect India's commitment to becoming a global leader in space technology. The minister emphasized that these efforts are not only scientific in nature, but also aligned with the vision of a developed and self-reliant India. Secretary Department of Space and Chairman of ISRO Dr. V. Narayanan informed that Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force is all prepared to fly to the ISS next month as part of Axiom Space's AX-4 mission. With Anupam Mishra's report, Tripti Srivastav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, and discussed collaboration in the areas of technology and innovation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he talked about various issues, including the topics that he covered with Mr. Musk during his meeting in Washington, D.C. earlier this year. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed India's commitment in advancing partnerships with the U.S. in the domains of technology and innovation. The Centre has notified rules for radar equipment to strengthen road safety and fairness in traffic enforcement. Radar equipment is used to measure vehicle speed. The Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, in a statement today said the rules will take effect from the 1st of July. Under the rules, all radar-based speed measurement devices must be verified and stamped by legal metrology authorities. The Ministry said verified radar equipment will ensure accuracy, legal compliance and fair enforcement, boosting transparency, public trust and road safety. It added that citizens would benefit from fewer unjust penalties and more confidence in scientifically validated speed checks. The Centre today appointed secretaries in different ministries and departments. Arvind Srivastav has been appointed as Secretary, Department of Revenue in Ministry of Finance. He is currently serving as Additional Secretary in the Prime Minister's office. Samir Kumar Sinha, who is working as Director General Acquisitions in Ministry of Defence, has been appointed as Secretary, Civil Aviation. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, held a review meeting on the ongoing preparations for the highly anticipated World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, scheduled to be held from the 1st to 4th of May in Mumbai. Nodal officers from the Centre and Maharashtra government participated in the meeting. The minister also reviewed the on-ground preparations at the summit venue. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a 7-day weather alert for Gujarat, Diu, Daman and Dadra Nagar Haveli, warning of intense heat and dusty conditions across the region. IMD said isolated areas in Rajkot and Kutch are likely to experience heat wave conditions and dust-raising winds over Saurashtra, Kutch and North Gujarat tomorrow and the day after, with wind speeds likely to reach 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. India's foreign exchange reserves rose by $1.56 billion, reaching over $677.8 billion in the week ending April 11th. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of reserves, were up by $892 million to around $575 billion. Christians across the globe are observing Good Friday today, one of the most solemn and sacred days in the Christian calendar. Marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary, Good Friday is a day of mourning, reflection and spiritual devotion. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.